Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio.
Please hold your applause.
Yes.
Please.
Until later.
As tough as that may be. We are planning to connect with Walt DeMartini here momentarily from the Gomez Hilton Live. He just got back from celebrating Rumfest. Well, I should say it's been, you know, it's probably been more than, now that I think about it, an entire week. But it takes that long to recover from such an event. And so Jerry the Diver Guy and him are working online right now to get that connection in place. So you guys just talk amongst yourselves and make that happen. In the meantime, however, we are going to talk about, you know, some other stuff. You know, we mentioned this Triton rebreather thing in hour one at the end there with Don, who he really knows his stuff. And it's pretty impressive stuff, but he... you know, the idea was cool, but it was a total hose. I mean, you know, and they collected, I think they reached upwards of $1 million on the first run. Then Indigo or crowdfunding, whoever the group was, they pulled it because they, you know, people called them up and said, hey, this is bullcrap, you know, but they had secured all this funding. They did. They changed it a little bit and they put it up there again. As far as I know, it's still up there. But even the second round of this stuff is bogus, and you got to be aware of that kind of stuff, or you know that you need to do your research before you get behind a product such as so technically advanced and cool sounding as that, and then find out that you're just getting hosed is not a good feeling, and not good for the industry either. And it's very unfortunate that that has been happening with that. And I don't want to see any other companies that use crowdfunding, options and sources of income to be, you know, get a black eye from this. I mean, one of them that has been extremely successful that we have been talking about the last couple of weeks has been the iBubble, you know, which I talked to the guys at the Beneath the Sea show there a couple of weeks ago, and you heard us interview them on the show. They made their debut there at the big event in New Jersey, and their crowdfunding just went live this past week. They reached their goal of like, I don't know, 100 grand or some ridiculous amount of money in like 3 hours. However, the difference between that and that rebreather thing is that this actually seems to be legit. I mean, the guys know what they're doing. I spoke to him, but I even said to him, I said, look, you know, when I talked to him at BTS and we had actually talked about the project even before the show aired that or before they came to the show that, hey, if this is actually for real, this is a great idea. I'm doing some research trying to find out. And in theory, basically what they were creating with the iBubble was a quadcopter, autonomous quadcopter like you would see, you know, topside for a bicyclist or a climber or something. You just wear a little wristwatch tracking thing and you send your quadcopter up there in the sky and it literally films you. It's like the ultimate selfie stick. I know this technology exists. And what these guys did with the iBubble was take that idea and say, we want to do this underwater and have a underwater ROV follow us on our dive and film us. And so I knew in theory, it's like, yeah, probably it does. The technology does exist. Can they do it at a price point that would be reachable for the average diver or within a reasonable, you know, price range? And sure enough, they seem to have been able to pull it off, and they finally went live with their crowdfunding last week and went way beyond even what I thought they would do. I thought they'd get their crowdfunding quickly, but I didn't expect it to happen in 3 hours. So hats off to the guys, and they're well on their way. And matter of fact, they're probably on their second tier level maybe already as well. But my point of bringing that up again is not only is it's cool, but you know they appear to be legit, and I don't want to see them get any kind of black eye because of this other thing that is a cool idea but was totally bogus, you know, or just not, you know, isn't based in reality. And you know, people might end up trying to lump this stuff together, and that would be sad when it comes to innovation for new dive toys that we want to have available to us. So there you go. Hats off to the folks at iBubble. And, you know, we'll be talking to them again soon. I'm not sure if they're going to be at the Long Beach show and, you know, at the first week of June. But I know I spoke to them about the possibility. So there's a chance they may show up there as well. And now that they got some funding behind them, you know, that feature they said where they could actually set the iBubble off on a journey like you're underwater. Not only would it follow you and film you, but he told me at Beneath the Sea that one of the features that we're looking to incorporate down the road is going to be like, okay, you see a turtle while you're diving underwater. You hit a button on your wristwatch tracker thing, and you know it's basically telling the unit, like, okay, go film the turtle for me for a little bit, and then come back after you, you're done filming it after about 25 feet, and you're good to go. Pretty cool idea, Bubble Boy.
Oh, yeah. It's not unlike the product that I have.
You have one,
yeah,
too?
Yeah. If you head on over to Scuba Radio and check out Bubble Boy's blog, I've actually got the butt bubble.
The butt bubble.
Yeah. It's totally legit. I'm crowdfunding it. It's basically a buoyancy compensation device and a suppository all rolled into one.
Wow. Now, there's an idea that we should have never seen.
Hey, there's
the light
something
of
we
day
can really get behind.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Well, that idea stinks.
Yeah, CJ and Bubble Boy are kind of a team, and you know, you just have to take it.
Don't
sometimes
put me in with that.
What? You're acting as just marketing. What
do you? I said it stinks.
Right. Right.
It's a real gas.
Oh, brother.
So yeah. Basically, you just fart underwater.
Well, only if you're starting to. If you're negatively buoyant.
There's people that do, and people that say they don't. And no, you know that they do. So let's not.
It's like the sulfur mines.
It's like the, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but would you guys want an iBubble? You'd want one, wouldn't you?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun to have, don't you think? I think it'd be awesome.
I'm very cheap, Greg. How much are they?
Well, they're, I think the price point they're looking to come in at is $2,200.
So I think sounds we could fair get a Scuba Radio endorsement.
What do you mean?
Well, that's when they give you one for free, and you talk about how cool it is.
Well, I don't. If you crowdfund, if you help them out with their crowdfunding, you can get it in advance.
Then they could have a budget for marketing. And
like if you buy one now, it's like 40% off. You know, if you help them out with their crowdfunding campaign, so just do a search for iBubble, and you can find it. Good folks. I mean, I like the guys that I talk to there at the show.
Maybe
they're
we
French
can borrow one.
They sounded like Jacques Cousteau.
And test it.
Which gave him more credibility. You know what I'm saying?
So it follows you around underwater?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a little doggy.
I thought of that idea.
It's like an underwater robotic dive buddy.
So like an underwater ex-girlfriend that you can't get rid of.
Well, no. It's like a dive buddy that can't talk, that can't, well, can't fart, I guess, too. If that's, you know, if your dive buddy's annoying you,
that is a positive. I'm going to check in the positive column. That's a pro.
Yeah. I mean, this could eventually evolve into, you know, being your automated dive buddy, you know, your robotic dive buddy.
I don't know if you'd want to rely on it for that.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have any, you know, saving capabilities built into it just yet. But
How big is it?
They could put a redundant air source, you know, into this thing eventually, I guess. And, you know, it could end up being, you know, some kind of safety backup. And it'd film your dive, so you'd have documentation of the dive that you did.
So they can see about lying about that tiny lobster that you said was huge.
Well, you would have total control over the finished video that it captured and could make the proper Photoshop edits to magnify.
Should be called the lie bubble.
And don't ever forget, and please don't forget those mermaid wardrobe malfunctions. Yeah.
What are you trying? I don't understand.
It can follow the mermaids around.
Well, you could follow whatever you want, whether it's turtle, mermaid, whale. If you want to, you know, look into a cave, and you're not certified for it, you could send your eye bubble in there. Hey, go check this out for me. And
what was yours called?
Butt bubble.
The eye bubble could follow the
butt bubble. It's tethered to my butt bubble,
and then they can see a turtle head poking out.
No, that would be wrong. And
that's disgusting.
That's kind of disturbing, yeah, actually. All right, we're going to connect with Mr. Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton Live next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
These are the Cubans, baby. These are the Cohibas, the Monte Cristos.
Come on down to Cuba. Come play in the sand. We can drink and go scuba. We'll make love out on the beach and then we'll run away from the world. And I will be your jungle hero and you can be.
All right, as CJ looks over at me longingly, listening to that song, he doesn't sound like he's real impressed with that particular
tune. Are you trying to lose listeners?
Well, no. Yeah, it's about Cuba. And
I don't give a damn what it's about.
You're not feeling the music there.
I
don't
know. I like everyone. I really like the Beatles one.
Yeah.
It was before that.
Right, but you didn't like... But it's, you know, it's not, you got to mix it up. Sometimes, you know, that one's a little more upbeat.
So
this one's a little more serious.
So you're
and
saying mix it
mystery,
up. Sometimes you'll have like, good ones and sometimes they'll be total crap.
Yeah, because that makes the good ones even better.
That's a strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we call it. All right. So speaking of Cuba, I'm going back and just in the nick of time because Bubble Boy and CJ have kind of diminished my stash of Cuban cigars and rum. I think it's just going to barely last.
We're just trying to help. If you just leave them out, then eventually you're going to get bugs.
Yeah.
True.
You're going to get boll weevils.
Ooh, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So we're helping you by smoking all the cigars before that happens.
Yeah. Well, the idea was to have them, you know, sample some of the rum, not necessarily while we do the show. But it does generate, you know, little nuggets, you know, like, you know, crowdfunding campaigns like Butt Bubble.
Mm-hmm.
No, not a fan. Not a fan. But whatever. We'll take what we get and deal with it accordingly. But I'm going to Cuba again at the beginning of June with Dive God, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Neil, how are you, my friend? How you been?
Hola. I'm
yes.
good, man.
We got to brush up on our Spanish some more, I guess, right? No, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to do Spanish with a Bahamian accent. I don't know how that's going to go over.
Well, it went over fine the first time we were there, and
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised. The language barrier was really not an issue at all on our first trip to Cuba. Now we're going to go back and spend a little bit more time, but you know, we were able to Pictionary our way through any communication issues or
Well, haven't y'all, our Cuban-American guide and host and interpreter, helped?
It helped with, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but I was exactly. able to, I think when we were talking to guys there in Cuba that obviously didn't speak much English, we still managed to communicate with them fair enough, just with our facial expressions. And, you know, I think... I could have heard dumb gringo maybe a few times.
They understood when you start throwing up not to serve you anymore.
Exactly. It's when you that's all you need to know. Baños, you need to know where the baños are.
Yeah. Baños, cerveza.
And scuba is universal.
Cohibas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
La biblioteca. Yeah.
Maybe. And then,
La playa.
But scuba is it's the same no matter where you go. So they understood the scuba thing, and I'm real anxious to go back and really dive into what they have to offer. Because for our first trip to Cuba, we literally just did one dive. It really wasn't fair.
Yeah, it was
to
it
judge
was whirlwind, man.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm really looking forward to getting back there to Maria La Gorda, Maria the Fat,
The Fat.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And you can imagine a place called Maria the Fat would just have great diving. I don't know. Maybe.
Great restaurants.
Well, the food was good, for sure. But, I mean, the water looked very clear. We just were only able to do one dive.
Are there things that aren't wrapped in corn husks?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they got little ham, pork, croquette kind of things. That.
Yeah, you know, the breakfast was as good as any breakfast brunch you'd find here. You
absolutely
know,
and actually all the huevos. Food was good. Huevos rancheros. But no, they actually all of it was good. I mean, dinner, lunch, and everything. It really wasn't as far as food wise I thought it was great. We went to one restaurant there in the square of Havana that was like it was a brewery. They brewed their own beer just like you'd go to a local Heartland Brewery in New York City or something. It was really kind of bizarre. And the beer was pretty good. They had one of them big jumbo beers, like a tube of beer you'd buy. Had a big ice cube in the middle of it. And you'd fill up your, five or six beers and you're good to go. It didn't feel very Cuban-like to me. But it was tasty.
Yeah.
And, they ran out of bread, but that was okay. Whatever.
And you got a caricature drawn of you while you're sitting there drinking.
Well, exactly.
Remember that?
Yes.
That was so cool.
That explains why I look the way I do in that picture.
That's spot on.
Yes. It answers a lot right there. But, yeah, it was good times. And I don't know. We're going down and we're going to participate with a group of folks from REEF, the REEF Environmental Education Foundation. I'm really excited to hang with those folks and Laddie and the gang from that fine organization. I don't. We're going to do some lionfish counts or fish counts or just REEF study stuff. I don't know. Do we know yet, or are they still, is Laddie and the group still working?
You know, there's two things going on. One of the reasons that I booked it during this period is they're doing a big international underwater film or underwater photo contest, and they've got underwater photographers coming from all over the world. And actually, I'm a judge for the competition, and so REEF will be doing. We'll have our separate boat for the REEF group going out doing fish identifications and fish counts and lionfish surveys, and we've also got some people from the Marine Park coming. You know, Lad Akins, which is a good buddy of mine and yours as well, and been running REEF forever, kind of started the thing, and he's going down, and I'm really excited about that. And I got some of my buddies going with us. The problem is, I've been doing this 50 years, and REEF said, Lad said, hey Neil, you know, can I do a little announcement first, just to give some of my big donors and directors and stuff a chance to jump on board. And I said, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
So he did the announcement like at 1:30 on a Wednesday. At 2:30, the trip was sold out, and I had a wait list.
Yeah.
50 years I've been doing this. It's never happened.
Yeah, I mean, go figure.
The demand was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people want to go to Cuba, but you know, obviously the folks that, if they can do that and support some work that REEF does, I think that's a bonus. And, you know, we're going to tag along for the festivities and throw in our little song and dance routine, do a radio show with the Dive God and
there
their group.
You go.
And underwater photo competition will be big fun. All right, Neil, you can hang with us for another segment, I hope, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay. We got to talk about the creepy tiki with him and Walt D. Martini next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are talking with the dive god, Neil Watson. And also, we have connected with Captain Walt DeMartini as well via the web. Walt, come in. Walt, from the Gomez Hilton. Yes.
Well, here I am from the Gomez Hilton. Just got back with Mr. Watson yesterday from the creepy tiki bar.
Yes, that's why I wanted to bring you both.
Parlor.
And tattoo parlor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I had to bring them both on at the same time. This is a treat to have both Walt and Neil on at the same time. But they were hanging together this week down there in South Florida. Found a new watering hole to possibly partake in or visit during your surface interval. And Creepy Tiki is the name of it. Is that right, Neil?
That's it. That's the name. You know, I was shocked. I wasn't sure there was a bar in town that Walt didn't know about. I mentioned, hey, man, have you heard the Creepy Tiki Bar? He says, man, no. Tell me about it. So it was actually listed as like one of the top 10 tiki bars in the United States in Conde Nast. So So I'm figuring this has got to be something really exotic. You know?
Well, I heard about it from Walt first, and Walt called me up the other day and he said, hey, me and Neil did this, and I got to say it was interesting, but there's definitely more creepy than tiki. And so, yeah. Well, I mean, what made it so creepy there, Walt? What do you think?
I don't know. The only thing I can tell you is I was glad the night before my buddy Pete Kelly and I, who owns Kelly Brothers, we were going to go to the Creepy Tiki, and thank God we passed on it. I felt a lot safer being there with Neil.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, thank God my iPhone has a flashlight in it, because I mean, we got there a little late for Walt to start drinking. It was like 2:30 in the afternoon. So we went in. We went in, and the door to the bar was closed. So we went in through the tattoo parlor, and I could visualize me having about 8 of these exotic rum mixed drinks, you know, and winding up with an underwater reef seat on my back,
Mexican cutie, a Mexican cutie
exactly.
tattoo, exactly. Yeah. All right, well, hold on. Let's talk more about this nonsense next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jerry the Diver Guy coming at you live from the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, and you're listening to Scuba Radio. Oh, look, it's Dolly Parton. No, that's just Greg the Dive Master.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Well, when I'm wearing my BC, I could see people mistaking me for, you know, being a little top heavy. I don't know. I think there might be some kind of drugs I can take for that, maybe.
You could be mistaken for a much, like, say, a modern day, much older Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, thank you. Well, at the Creepy
After
Tiki,
they wrap up on the yogurt commercial.
Well, in the Creepy Tiki, the lights are so low, I could understand.
Jamie Lee? No, it's Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah, well, exactly. All right, so, I don't know, Creepy Tiki, you're saying two fins up or no, not so much?
No, we gotta go back when there's a little more. Like I say, we kind of open the place. It's kind of like going into a matinee movie theater in the afternoon, you know. You walk in and it takes like at least 20 minutes for your eyes to adjust to the dark. And then it's kind of funky. And they do have an assortment of rum, which is, you know, I thought Walt was pretty excited about the whole thing when he saw all the varieties of the rum. But, you know, and the bartender, she had just come on. Normally the place doesn't open till 4, but she got trade outs for her salary in ink. Because she was pretty inked up pretty well. She
yeah,
was,
well,
there
yeah.
There wasn't many
multitasking
many spots missing.
Making a Mai Tai and
exactly.
Branding a, you know, bald dude with a tattoo or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey! But, I mean, they have music Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. No idea what kind of music it is. But,
yeah. I don't know. Jerry the Diver Guy, what do you think? It sounds like some place we need to add to the list for our next adventure down in South Florida. I like the idea.
Well, we'll fill the bottles up with moonshine, and we'll hit her wide open.
Well, there you go. It'll be nice and dark where you'd be able to do that with them not looking, I guess. So, who knows? All right.
We'll sneak one in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. We can do that.
Just like the plays in New York.
Okay, true. Exactly.
You know,
yes?
Greg, I've tried to explain for years to Neil that drinking rum before 10 o'clock in the morning makes you a pirate. It does not make you an alcoholic.
Aha! Uh-huh. Well, there you go. From the expert himself. And Walt is my go-to guy when it comes to rum. Because he's probably drank more of it than any person I've ever met in my entire life. So he is a expert by practice. So, yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Well, listen. I told Walt after a couple of cocktails and I'm going to reconfirm it. You remember my big commercial like they have in regular bars with the frozen drink machine that I bought for Ocean Fest?
Oh, yeah, right.
Like $4,000 or something. Uh-huh. I'm going to donate that to the Gomez Hilton.
Gomez Hilton.
What?
Gomez
yeah, really?
Hilton? Tiki Bar, yep.
Tiki Bar. That is Will to Walter, and first chance I get, I'm going to go over there and set it up for him, and... And our next trip over, we'll have margaritas and we'll have rum runners. And
wow.
And, yes.
Well, no one will ever leave.
I know.
Well, Wild, I'll donate you some moonshine.
Oh, boy.
All right, buddy.
Hey. At least Walt has a bedroom with a bed I can sleep in. I used to sleep on his recliner.
Yeah. Maybe I should rephrase that. No one will ever leave because they won't be able to. but that's cool stuff. I mean, and you know, you got to pass the time on your surface interval sometime. And a tiki bar, or you know, whether it's Creepy Tiki, or you were telling me about this other place, the Mai Tai, down there in South Florida.
Now that's a real class act. I mean, they got, you know, the Polynesian dancers and the fire things and incredible rum drinks, and it's legendary in South Florida.
Well,
so that'll be. We'll do that. I'll break in at the Creepy Tiki, and then we'll take you to the Mai Tai.
Yeah, or we may want to get liquored up at the Mai Tai.
You'll be a little disappointed going to the Creepy Tiki after if you go to the Mai Tai first.
Oh, okay. I thought, well, if you got liquored up at the first one, then you may not care about the second one.
Isn't you got a point there.
Yeah,
point
I don't there. Know.
Actually, if the Creepy Tiki may look better after a couple of
that's my point.
Rum runners at the Mai Tai. You're right.
Right. It's a, you know.
Or barrels of rum at the Mai Tai.
Barrel, yeah. They come in. Oh, yeah. It's like eight different rums and whatever. It'll set you free, boy.
Yeah.
that's an Uber ride for sure.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, and I'm guessing, I mean, don't you think divers, we would prefer a tiki bar as opposed to a traditional type of bar? Or are we not that discerning?
Man. No, yeah, absolutely, Greg.
That's a diving thing, just like the like my bar in, Sunset House in the Cayman Islands. It's a classic tiki bar place. That vibe, I think, identifies very well with what us divers want to. You know, when we're done with our diving and we're not doing that.
Well, next to my retractable living room floor with the jacuzzi. Underneath.
Well, true. Yeah, leave it to the dive god to have all those bases covered. Well, but yeah, I mean, that's something that I think goes hand in hand. You know, when I go down to the Keys, I always try to find a nice tiki bar place to hang out in the evening, watch the sunset, share our fishtails with our friends and our diving experiences that we've had for the day. It's the perfect atmosphere.
The Creepy Tiki is a little short on sunsets. It has no windows.
Okay.
Wow.
You can't even see Federal Highway.
Wow, it sounded
right
more like one of those peep show places.
The walls are painted
like
black.
Pee Wee Herman got caught in years ago or something.
They are painted. They are painted black.
They are.
I knew it. Out. The Pee Pee Tiki.
Yeah. Oh, brother. All right. Well, let's talk about other things slightly related because Walt, you went to the Rum Fest event down there in South Florida last weekend,
Segue into the Rum Festival.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Yeah, and then I don't. Maybe the Creepy Tiki was a way to, you know, a little hair of the dog kind of recovery. I don't know what that was, but what happened there? How many rums did they have at that event last weekend?
It was it wasn't quite as large as last year. The some of the big players weren't there. Mount Gay wasn't there this year, and of course Bacardi wasn't.
That's because they have none left, Walt.
Yeah, that's Walt's rum. It's the rum of his choice, so that would explain a lot for sure. Yeah.
However, I did come across a new rum that I hadn't seen before. It's called Really Bad Rum. Doc Brown's Really Bad Rum.
Uh-huh.
And it was very interesting because I was immediately attracted to it, not because of the rum, but because they had a mermaid there.
Uh-huh. So they had a mermaid spokesperson or just for there to handle the samplings for you?
Not only do they have a mermaid spokesperson, but the guy who was running the show there has a company called Mermaid Swim, making dreams a reality through the Virgin Islands. He's down in St. John's, and he's got a whole mermaid deal going on down there. It was unbelievable.
What, like a mermaid training camp or something in St. John's?
Exactly, yeah. And the outfit, the costumes were fantastic. The outfits were fantastic. Unbelievable.
Is it a mermaid marine preserve? I mean, or is it catch and release? What is it?
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Well, depends on how good looking they are if you're going to catch and release them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or how much Doc Brown's really bad rum you've had. It might play a factor as well. I don't know. But they figured they bring in mermaids for their marketing arm because the rum is that bad, and maybe that people would look past that aspect of it, or how did it taste? What do you think?
You know what? I was so enthralled with the mermaid, I never tasted the rum. however, I did run into an old mutual friend of Neil and mine, a guy named Jose Portuondo, who was the heir apparent to the Bacardi Rum Factory. Mm. And he has his own rum distillery in Nassau now called John Watling's Distillery, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah.
And that was a very, very tasty rum. I enjoyed that. And also enjoyed another rum down there, YOLO. Now, Neil, we have a meeting in a week or two, right? The 505 at the YOLO.
At YOLO's, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, this has nothing to do with them, but there's a rum called YOLO Rum. I've got the guy's business card. I'm going to try and hook him up when we go to that 505 meeting.
Hmm. So, YOLO, you only live once, or what? You only lick it once and then you keel over and die, or what? I mean, is it potent, or what do you think?
We'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, he's got some right there. Last segment could be quite entertaining. Stick around, more coming up. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Join divers around the globe for the second annual Paddy Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 16th. Women, share a dive with your sisters and scuba friends. Men, introduce your female friends and family to the sport you love. Visit paddy.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's paddy.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, come on in. Water's fine.
Give me good water. Give me good water.
Yeah, we need that. We want to dive. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. We also have Neil Watson, the Dive God, Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton, Jerry, the Diver Guy, Vinny, Two Tanks. It's a full crew as we wrap up today's two-hour radio spectacular. And, you know, Neil, I want to go back to you real quick, because we were talking about this earlier before we connected with you today. The great whites that they saw off the coast of the Keys, you heard about that, didn't you? Being down there? Or
yeah, I read about it.
Yeah.
That's not that unusual. They've been sightings off Fort Lauderdale and Palm Beach and the Keys of great whites before.
Yeah, but I thought it was common. Funny. The video I was saying earlier, I thought it was really interesting how if you watch the video and watch the news reports that came up here to Orlando where we're based out of, it's like great white sharks, you know, spotted off the Florida Keys coast, news at 11. And then you turn the video sound up, and you hear the people going, oh, my God, it's great whites. Who's going to get in first? You know, it's like, it was very ironic, you know, how the media spins it and even how the people who filmed it at the time looked at it. I mean, is it reported the same way down there in South Florida where you are, even though it may be a little bit more common, or what do you think?
Yeah, no, it's always the same. I mean, same thing. There was the big hammerhead sighting, and the report, it was in the last week or so, and it was talking about how everybody was scrambling to get out of the water.
Yeah.
And it was a snorkel trip, I think, down in the Keys or something. And
right, right.
The That's truth was they were probably scrambling to get into the water to see the
thing. Well, yeah, I mean, if you listen to the sound with it up, yeah, that's exactly what seemed to take place. But, yeah, I thought it was definitely interesting to see how things have evolved. You know, we're getting ready to...
Yeah, well, you know,
get close. I mean, you know, Shark Week is about to launch again here at the end of June, and Sharknado 4. There's no reason to watch it this year because I'm not in it unless they.
You're not in it. Why?
I thought
you'd be a star after the great job you did last.
Fire
time.
Your agent.
Well, I am, and you know, I said here's my rate, and I haven't heard from him. So, you know, but sometimes
talking about Shark.
Yeah, talking about
no,
what?
I'm just saying, talking about the sharks situation, how things changed. I tell people, like, 30 years ago, everybody that came to my resorts, you know, I had to tell them they couldn't see a shark, and the Bahamas had no sharks, and they were just down in Australia and South Africa and whatever. And now you got to promise everybody they will see a shark and they won't come on your trip.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So true. But that's a good thing. Definitely. But, you know,
a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you guys have your rum now? Because we, CJ and Bubble Boy, have just delved into the last half of my Cuban stash.
So good.
Yeah. Scuba Radio Happy Hour has officially begun.
It's good.
And
it's almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah, well, somewhere, for sure.
Right
and
here, Eastern time
zone. Oh, actually,
it's
right,
10 a.m. somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm a pirate. Yeah, did you guys bring back any rum from Walt's little excursion there, Neil, or did you guys just partake?
Well, actually, I took the Havana Club 7-year-old over to my monthly get together with Paul Heumann of Reef and Ladd and Peter Hughes. Like every month, we have like a rum tasting. I got to get Walt in on that.
Yeah,
well, and we broke open the Havana 7-year-old, and it was fine. It was really nice.
Is Walt
nice
even rum. Still with us? Nice Walt, are you rum. Connected? Can you hear us? No, I think Walt had to...
He dropped off.
Oh, I think he passed out, because I think where you lost him, Walt, or where you lost Walt, Neil, was you said it was a rum tasting. Yeah. Because he's a rum
drinker. Yeah, almost 5 o'clock.
He's a rum drinker. He's not a rum taster.
Everybody brings a different rum, and I can't believe I got to get Walt.
But once again, he's not a taster. He's a drinker. I think you need to repackage your presentation to him.
Well,
he might not take you up on it.
The rum tasting is a kind word for slamming.
Okay,
shooters.
All right. It's more politically correct. Fair enough.
Correct.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll go reestablish our Cuban rum stash when we go down there for June and cover it accordingly.
And cigars.
On the big show. And cigars. Actually, I read there was recently published a top 10 list of rums in the world. I wanted to ask Walt about this, but we'll have to wait till next week. But Havana Club came in the top 10, but it was a version of it called Reserva, I believe. And it's a blend of something. It was a little more expensive than the stuff we got, the Havana Club 7. But we'll have to look for that. We're on a mission, Walt, during or Neil, during our surface interval. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. We'll go to Cuba. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I've got a rum list to check out when we go back down.
Okay. All right. So we got that, and then a few cigars, and you know, that's the beautiful thing that you can do when you're down there in Cuba. There's some
things. Actually, Santiago de Cuba, 11 Añejo, is the one to get, supposedly.
Really?
And okay. Havana Club Añejo Especial.
Maybe it was a Especial. I thought it was Reserva or something.
And Havana Club Maximo. That's a three.
Yeah, well, they Havana have. Club they probably Yeho. Got 10 different recipes, so they probably got all 10 spots. The bottom line is it's tasty stuff, and I think CJ and Bubble Boy would agree with me on that. Am I right? Yes, they are. What is wrong with you guys?
He's testing out my butt, Bubble
Boy. Oh, what is? Yeah, I knew I cracked that.
What are you guys on the rum over there?
We cracked it open a tad too early. Oh, jeez. I'd apologize in advance, but that wouldn't do any good at this point since the show's about over. Just in the nick of time. Oh, brother. All right, well, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better. What is it again?
It's always wedding.
It's always better down where it's wedding. Save diving, everybody. That's it.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.